brought to you a minimalist podcast where it's all about finding your kind of minimalism. Feel free to come and hang out with me on Instagram at howtobeaminimalist, or you can also email me at howtobeaminimalist@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out the show details to find links to the articles I talk about, my YouTube channel, and books that I've written. And now it's time for the show. Episode number 45, four quick chores that keep your home tidy. Hey there, minimalists. I hope you are having an excellent week. So far, mine's going pretty good. I wanted to do a quick goal check-in today. I know I kind of do that every week, but I sort of went through all of my goals and just, I kind of do this at the end or near the end of each quarter of the year so that I can check in and see where I am, see what I have like let go of or see what I could do to improve or see what I'm ahead on. And yeah, it was pretty good. I did that over last weekend, which was really nice. And I feel so much better having a plan. My bullet journal is amazing for this. I have a 3.5 month plan basically is what I'm looking at or what I was looking at the time of my working on my little last quarter. And I just, you know what? I can't say enough good things about bullet journaling. It's just such a great way to organize all of your thoughts and aspirations. And I've really taken the time and put in a lot of effort into making it work for me. And I feel so much better having done that because I am a planner person, but I could never find the right one. And so creating my own planner and making it a really nice creative space, it just feels really good. And it's been very helpful in keeping me on track. I have been taking better care of my feet. That was one of my goals for the year. I have made kind of some adjustments to my YouTube plan. I often feel like a lot of our goals don't work out because we have not planned properly. It's just something that I've seen in myself quite a bit. And I'd made a goal to create 52 YouTube videos this year. So far, I've created 8 or 9, I think. And that's definitely not on track. However, I kind of have this new plan. I've been thinking about it a lot and I'm hoping that it's the right plan. And if it is, that will be wonderful. So far, since I've kind of revamped and refreshed my goals for the year, I just have been getting so much more done. I've been feeling a lot more positive. I feel a lot more confident having a plan. And also, I have already been getting through a lot of the work that I've planned on doing. So it feels really good. If you've set any 2020 goals or just have goals in general that you've kind of let fall to the wayside, what can you do to get at least a little something done on them in the last 3.5 months of the year? I know there's always a little something that you can do. And even if you just take the smallest step, you'll feel better probably about what you're working on. And it doesn't have to be some crazy overnight change. You can just do one little thing and it will help you get closer than you were before. The Patreon episode is up. It's the first one of September. This one is on focusing on positivity. I'm going to go ahead and play a little clip for you here. Living joyfully grateful, though, I really feel like there are so many things that I could be grateful for. And there are sometimes when I don't focus on those things enough. If I'm focusing on my abundance instead of the things that I don't have, I will most certainly be living a better life. And every time I'm able to maintain that and able to maintain those good thoughts, if I can focus on that, I know my life will be better. For just $3 a month, you too can have access to 2 bonus exclusive episodes each month. And you can also sign up for different tiers where you will get either the How to Be a Minimalist books or my fiction books, whatever you'd like to do, you can check out the link below. Thank you so much for supporting the show to my patrons, and also thanks for considering or becoming a new patron if you choose to do that. For my something interesting today, I wanted to tell you about the YouTube channel Clean My Space. Now, you might already know about this channel because it's a really big one. I think she has over 1.5 million subscribers, but yeah, if you haven't heard about it, then I'm telling you right now, in case you are having a cleaning issue. She talks about so many different things. She has really great practical tips and ideas for either cleaning solutions or ways that you can get something tidied up. She has actual how to clean something with a cleaner videos, but she also has just general tidying up videos and things like that. She just has so many different cleaning videos. It's amazing. So you should definitely check that channel out, and I will leave a link in the details. As we have been trying to get settled back into a stationary place in our RV, we've come off of the road, we're done with our summer travels, my husband is back at his job and all of that sort of thing. Getting settled into our stationary and work schedule life has been interesting. It's always challenging. He's an educator, so we're very used to getting the summer off, which is really a nice thing, and it allows us to get a lot of different projects done because he's so busy during the school year, and I'm busy planning all of the homeschooling things for my kids and homeschooling them. It's so busy during the school year. I'm sure most people find it to be that way, but it goes so fast in the summertime, and it's always kind of a shock when it's over and we're settling in and trying to settle back into schedules. I kind of feel wild after the summer, and it's like, oh, schedule and planning homeschool lessons and stuff. It's just always a little bit funny to me, I guess. One thing that has helped us to transition really well, though, is to have more of a cleaning schedule. We clean a ton in the summer, but because my husband is around, he helps with various things more during the summertime, whereas he does not do that in the school year and different things like that. So I've been kind of revamping my schedule for my cleaning stuff and trying to get just settled in, and having a clean space makes me feel so much more settled. So today I wanted to tell you my 4 tips that help to get your house tidy, like, very quickly, especially if you stay on top of these 4 things. My first tip would be to deal with your mail right away. Do not let it pile up. So we have a P.O. box, and it's kind of nice to not have to deal with it every single day. When we do pick it up, it is like, there's a lot of it, and we have to deal with all of it. When we came back after the summer, it was like, whoa, Nelly. Now, most of our stuff does come digitally, and so we don't really have to worry about it, but you can still get the occasional flyer and few business items that come through in paper. And so we've had to deal with things that way. And I kind of like just grabbing it all for a good amount of time and dealing with it quickly, because it allows you to just blast through it. While most people have a lot of their stuff in a digital format now for statements and different things like that, there are still things that come to your mailbox no matter what. I would think that some of this stuff wouldn't even come to a P.O. box, but it does. And every time I go, I'm like, it's so much waste. There's so much paper and all this ink, and like, I'm just recycling it. That's all that's happening here. It needs to be dealt with. It has to be dealt with. And so this is what I do. First off, I make sure that we get rid of as much stuff as possible right away. There is a recycling bin right at our P.O. box, and so we just like put as much as we can in there. Next off, I have a designated area for things that I need to keep, because I do have a few bills and things like that I need to keep. But I also have, for our budget book, some bills that I need to put in there so that when I'm creating the next month's budget, I can make sure that I have the proper number in our little budget. So I tuck those all into one area, and it's filed away nicely, and I get rid of those things as soon as I am able and I don't need them anymore. Things that need to be filed for tax purposes go into a packet, and then it's all sort of done. I don't really have to worry about anything else. If you do like to look at ads and things like that, I totally get it, but you might consider taking a picture of the things that are on sale, or you might also request getting the digital ad, and that way you can recycle or even tell the store you don't want them anymore. Although I don't know that anyone is successful at not getting store flyers, but you know what? If you can get it in the digital format, at least you know that you can recycle your flyers and ads right away. And you won't have to look for the one that you particularly want or anything like that. You can just look it up online, make sure you have the right one, and you can just be done with it. I know that for grocery stores in particular, I do like to plan my meals around what is on sale as much as possible. But I've gotten out of habit, especially since we are on the road. And when we are on the road, we're just like shopping at whatever store we can find. But when we are at home, I do like to look at the ads, see what's on sale, and I just try to plan our snacks and our vegetables based off of what the produce ads are at our store. Because we buy so few crackers and things like that, I just I don't really look for processed food items anymore. Although my kids do eat some crackers, so sometimes I will stock up, but sometimes I just grab a box of something that they like at Costco and I call it good for the month. If you do need a flyer though, definitely consider looking for a digital one or having a system for it, because if you really do need to keep some of your mail, and all of us need to keep at least some things that come into our mail, having a system for it is the best way to go. So if you don't have a system, create a system, create a little place where you can keep those few things that you need. And then you also might want to have a place where you can keep things temporarily, like if you want to look at the ad for a day before you go shopping or something like that, but then get it recycled as soon as possible. The most important thing to remember is that if you need to keep mail, it needs a home that is not your kitchen counter or your coffee table or something like that. My second tip would be to put your keys, purse, wallet, or backpack away right as soon as you get into the home. I know this is sometimes a little bit hard to do. Maybe you are going to go back out again, and so you leave your purse. Sometimes your kids throw their backpacks on the ground right when they come in or things like that. For us, my kids always leave their shoes right on the front steps of our RV, and it drives me crazy. I'm always afraid I'm going to like fall out, trip on the shoes. Anyway, so that is something that we struggle with in our home. But if you put those things away right away, those shoes, purse, backpack, keys, whatever, it just makes such a difference, and it makes your home look tidy right upon entering. I know a lot of times people have a little sofa table or different things like that, a little buffet right by their front door, and it's nice and it's pleasant. It's great to have maybe a plant or something on there, but to see a pile of keys or your purse or things like that, it's just not a very relaxing thing to have out. It's also a lot easier to just put them away right away. You're already making a motion with your body to put them somewhere. It will take very little effort to just go ahead and put them away versus having to look at them and spend all that mental energy thinking, I should put that away, and then finally returning to take care of those things later. It's just better if you put them away right the first time. I just hate it when things nag at me. Although I am very good at ignoring those kinds of little nagging things, I shouldn't be. And I'm trying to be more diligent about just taking care of things that take just a few seconds or even a minute to take care of. Like your mail, if your purse, wallet, keys, shoes, whatever, if they don't have a place, if they don't have a home, then you need to make one. Because if you don't have a home for them, then their home is just dropped by the front door or on top of the coffee table or whatever. When we don't have a home for something that is specific, our home really is the place wherever you put them most. And most people don't really want that. So if you can get a little dish or have a space cleared in a drawer or something like that, I think you'll feel a lot more content. I know that I feel much better when I don't see a bunch of keys and things out. Or shoes out. We have two shoe buckets. Those kids need to get it together. They need to put their shoes away. My third tip would be to empty your dish drainer or dishwasher as soon as those dishes are dry. I know that I am really not good at this. I don't really believe in drying hand washed dishes because I know they will dry by themselves. And honestly, I do most of the dishes in our house and I do all of the cooking. So drying them off too, I'm like, no, I'm tired of looking at dishes. I have been working for an hour and a half or 2 hours by the time I'm done cleaning and cooking and taking care of everything. I don't want to dry dishes and put them away. So I've actually been trying to have my kids put the dishes away a lot more often. It's much more helpful. And of course, it helps if everyone is cleaning the kitchen altogether. But if I'm going to do it all, I do let the dishes dry by themselves. Although I have been trying to put those dishes away as soon as they are dry. It just makes such a difference. I'm so much more likely to cook healthy meals if everything is super clean in the kitchen when I'm ready to cook. It also makes it easier to find your tools. You don't have to go searching in the place where they usually are kept and then go back to the dishwasher or the dish drainer and say, oh yeah, I forgot I had washed this or whatever. It's just much easier to grab the things that you need from their homes. Not only is the logistical side important for me, but also I love looking at my kitchen when it's all nice and clean. I have my little pretty herbs in their beautiful pots in my garden. I have the ability to access those things so I can chop them up and put them into a soup or whatever. But also my counters are clean. The window is letting light in. It's just a much more pleasant atmosphere. It's just much better if you put your stuff away as soon as you have it all dried up. My fourth tip would be to do a clean sweep each night and just tidy up everything that you can see. This might sound really difficult. Maybe if you're coming out of a place of just having a really untidy home, or maybe you're just beginning to practice minimalism, you might even be coming from a hoarder place and you are moving out of that and learning to let go, which if you are, that is amazing and good job. Like, we are all, you know, working on some aspect of minimalism. And if you're at the beginning of your journey, that's great and good for you. Seriously. Anyway, wherever you are in your home cleanliness, it's okay. You don't have to clean up every single little thing. That's not really what I meant by that. What I mean is that if whatever you have cleaned up at this point, whatever has a home, if you can just put it away really quickly, just do those quick things. Like if you like to tuck away your electronics cords at night, just do that really fast. If you have left your keys out or something like that, just throw them in the drawer wherever you keep them. If you have shoes you can put away real quick, do that. If your kids have some toys out, have them put them away really fast. If you are living solo, you can just take care of your stuff. But if you have others living with you, you just call everyone in, just like, hey, let's get this cleaned up really quickly. You can turn on a song. It will probably be done by the time one or two songs is over. Like, I'm not talking about, you know, getting out a toothbrush and cleaning individual tiles on your floor. I'm not talking about cleaning up that sort of thing. I'm just talking about whatever it is that, you know, like, I worked really hard and I now have an empty surface most of the time, then return it to what you have worked so hard for. It will ensure that your home stays much cleaner a lot more of the time, and it will also help you to make sure that you kind of maintain that visual, because a lot of times if we leave things out, again, they find a home in that spot instead of wherever you had originally designated their home to be. We become blind to it. We don't see it out anymore. And it's a lot harder to go and return to that place where you're like really taking a deep look at your house. Like, what bothers me about this? Like, is there stuff that's out that I don't like? No, it's just so much easier if you've already cleared a surface, if you already have created a place for shoes, whatever. If you just throw those things back where they belong each night, it is a really great way to maintain your minimalistic practices and habits that you've worked so hard for. Not only do I find that this helps us to have a much better morning if I have everything put away and my kids have got all of their stuff put away and my husband's got his stuff put away, it makes it so much more of a nice morning. I am also able to have a clear mind when I go to bed, and I don't have to have that whole like, oh my goodness, you know, that I'll do it in the morning, you know, that little sigh we do, and we're like, I'll just do it in the morning, because you're tired, and I get that. But if you can just be peppy for like 5 minutes and just throw all that stuff back where it belongs, it is so helpful. And you don't have to have that nagging at you. And when you wake up in the morning, you're going to be like, man, why didn't I just take 5 minutes to clean this up? Now it feels like it's going to take like an hour. And for me, it takes way longer to clean stuff up in the morning because all these things, they start to overlap. You can see quickly it becomes a problem. I also have found that to have that stuff hanging over my head, I'm much more likely to say no to things for my kids, or to not be as creative with homeschooling because it's harder and there's a mess and that we're dealing with toys being out. If you put your stuff away at night, in the morning, you are just ready and you have all of your tools available to you to help you have a nice day and get your stuff done. My minimalist challenge for you would be to either right now, or if you are out when you get back home, go and do one of these quick chores. See how fast you can do it if you really want to time yourself. But yeah, see what you can do really quickly to influence your home for the better by just like putting something away really quickly. They really are quick chores. Most of them are just habits that should be developed anyway, probably. And it's challenging sometimes, especially the nightly sweep. That's the one that we find to be most important and we get it done most nights. But I notice when we're out of the habit of it and just kind of go to bed with everything messy. Of course, we live in an RV, so when something like is out, it feels messy all over the place because the space is not that big. But it's still something that we really try to do, and it always feels just way off when we are not doing that. So pick one, try to develop a habit, or come up with your own so that you can have a little set of quick chores that you do to keep your home in nice order. I know that this has helped to preserve our minimalistic practices and the things that we've been able to accomplish so far. So I'm hoping that they will help you too. Real quick before I sign off, I did want to tell you that I have begun doing a weekly blog post called This Week's Minimalist and Simple Living Happenings. And I just basically write down a few of the things that we have been doing to practice minimalism in our home. If you would like some of those cozy notifications, go ahead and check out the link in the details below. And thanks for joining me there. Don't forget that you can also now purchase my book, How to Be a Minimalist, A Beginner's Guide. And remember, friends, it is all about the experiences, not the stuff. I hope you enjoyed the show. With so many listening options, I'm glad you joined me today. If you'd like to support the show, please consider leaving a review, sharing with others, or becoming a patron. You can support the show for as little as $1 a month. For $3 a month, you will have access to 2 bonus exclusive episodes. Thanks for being here.